This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth?
Yes.
Do you have a question for me?
Yeah, I wanted to know what it would look like for there to be a complete and utter and irretrievable crash of the U.S. Treasuries market. What would that look like for people in the Western world, specifically in the United States, if the Treasury's market went to zero?
Well, what that means is no one's interested in investing. It looks like no one would be interested in investing in the United States of America. And the United States of America, our economy, is based on the full faith and credit of the United States government, which really means at the muzzle of a gun. And if you look at the first, it would be a massive, massive, massive worsening of the current condition. Okay, the first Great Depression was in 1929, and it lasted through 1945. It took a world war, known as World War II, to fix it. That's how long the first Great Depression lasted. I've announced, in my opinion, that we are already in the second Great Depression. And we've been here for a couple of years now, in my opinion. And people thought I was out of my mind. But what we are seeing is the media is reporting that there are plenty of jobs and people don't want to work. Well, a lot of people don't want to work because they had a taste of getting paid for not working. That's absolutely true. And you can't blame that just on Joe, because the previous guy did it too. Okay, we've been paying people not to work for a long time. And there's a whole group of society that doesn't know how to work and knows how to milk the system. They get paid for doing nothing. And it includes some farmers. Some farmers get paid for not growing. And it's, boy, it sure is a great gig if you could get it, right? Well, in 1932, about 25%, one out of four, were unemployed. That was a record. And we had a lot of farmers, more farmers as a percentage of population back then than we do now. Wages dropped about a third in the first 3 years of the first Great Depression. So from 1929 through 1932, people lost about one-third of their wages, those that had jobs. The gross domestic product dropped 50%. People who were farmers on the East Coast headed west in search of employment. The Dow Jones, when it crashed in 1929, didn't begin to recover until 1954. It didn't reach its pre-crash numbers until 1954. And in 1929, the Dow was about 350 points. And in January of this year, it was 36,800. That's 105 times what the Dow was when it crashed in 1929. I asked my dad what the first Great Depression was like. And I said, what did things cost, Dad? And he could not answer me. My dad had a very high IQ. Really high. And he was a teacher. He taught chemistry and physics. He was a musician. And you have to be bright to be a musician. You really do. And he couldn't answer that question. He said, Vinny, it didn't matter what things cost because nobody could afford to buy them. Whatever they cost, it was more than what everybody had. Now I'm talking about the little people. I'm not talking about J.P. Morgan. He could buy, and John D. Rockefeller. They could buy whatever they wanted. So what is it going to look like? Well, this is just the beginning of it. So right now we are seeing shortages. We're seeing shortages in baby formula. We're seeing shortages in feminine hygiene products. We're seeing shortages in fuel. We're seeing shortages in Dial soap. Just try to buy Dial soap at Sam's Club. We're seeing shortages in dog food. I predicted that fuel would be between $12 and $15 a gallon. And I was thinking within a year or so. I predicted that when it was $3 a gallon. And people thought I was absolutely out of my mind. Well, gasoline and diesel have hit almost $10 a gallon, the high nines, in L.A. already. And there's no sense, there's no end in sight for the continuing price increases in fuel. We can't get parts. We don't make anything. If you buy an oil filter that has a U.S. brand name on it, it probably comes from someplace else, even though it has a recognizable U.S. name. We are dependent on foreign countries for oil. We're dependent on foreign countries for pretty much everything. Washing machines, refrigerators, compressors. Pretty much everything that involves machining comes from someplace else. We're a service industry. We flip each other's hamburgers. We clean each other's houses. We don't make the quality products that we used to. We sell features, not durability. When I was growing up, there were commercials on television for washing machines. You know, we make them better, built to last, more durable. When have you seen that? When have you seen an advertisement on television or the radio for a washing machine because it has a stronger belt, a more powerful motor, a more durable tub? When have you seen that? What you see is more features than you can count, more features than you can learn, and certainly more features than you can use. Most people can't even figure out how to use the controls of their automobile. Do you really need more than a heater control that says no heat, maximum heat? Do you need more than that? Do you need more speeds on a fan than maybe low, medium, and high? Do you really? Do you need more than a lever to say, well, I either want to slide this lever to defrost, or I want to slide this lever to floor heat, or somewhere in the middle and blend them? Do you really need to have a passenger heating system different from the driver's heating system, different from the rear heating system and cooling system? Do you really need that? Do you really need to have electric and cooled seats? Do you really need to have navigation? Do you really need to talk to your phone through the car's transmitter and receiver system? Bluetooth, do you really need that? Do you really need to have all of these features? Do you need to have massage seats in your vehicle? Do you really need to have fewer miles per gallon, or do you need to have more miles per gallon? What we've done, what I'm explaining is what the collapse is going to look like as we go further down this road. There's no way out of it as far as I'm concerned. There's going to be a shortage of food. There's a shortage of cans. There's a shortage of everything. There will be a shortage of electricity because the generally dumb public thinks they need to have more and more and more and more of everything. More conveniences. We don't even cook our own meals. I was talking with a gal about bread and flour, and she works in a place where they make bread. And she said the bread doesn't rise anymore. They actually have to blend different brands of flour in order to get the bread to rise. And if you buy pickles,
wow.
You get the ends. Yes. And if you buy pickles
That's
today,
serious.
you get those ends that you never used to get in your jar of pickles. And if you buy green beans, you get the stems. You never used to get that. Somebody was on the conveyor belt saying, whoop, there's a stem, let's get it. And they would take it out. Not anymore. When you buy a product and it's shipped to you, whether it be from Jeff Bezos' company or Walmart or Sam's Club, it seems like they don't train the people to do the packaging. They go, you, over there, get on the packaging line. And they see that there's packing material that goes in the box. So they tear off a sheet of paper and they put it in the box. They go, yeah, it's got packing in there. One sheet of paper. So your goods get damaged because people don't care. The employees don't care. They don't want to show up. Nobody wants to work. No one is in charge of quality control. If you call Rubbermaid and you go, yo, how come these storage containers that say that they're freezer safe, if you drop one, it shatters. How come? And you call them up, you call their 800 number, and they want to hear from you. Except for the fact they say, most so sorry, nobody here because we want to keep our employees safe. So text us. Nobody's home. There's nobody to call. You call CenturyLink and you try to complain about their service. There's nobody answering the phone. There's nobody at Rubbermaid answering the phone. If you call Hunter Fan Company and you talk to a tech support person that's supposed to know their job, they have no clue. They say it's got a limited lifetime guarantee. And you go, okay, great. They go, yeah, but we don't have any. So you've got guarantees on products with no support. You've got guarantees on products, and they don't have an inventory to replace a defective product. You've got people who are in positions where they're supposed to know what they're doing, they don't have a clue. And then the generally dumb public can't wait to get in their car and go on vacation that they can't afford. Credit cards are maxed out. What we're going to see is less of everything. Less of everything. And the generally dumb public, we're not going to be able to help them. And I don't even want to. I'm just... My heart is broken. There are people who I've tried to help in the past. And they... I don't know what's wrong with them. But they won't even take vitamins. I guess it's too hard. I know. I should take vitamins. I know. I know I should stop smoking. I know. I know I shouldn't eat bread. I know. So their diabetes is out of control. They're fat. They're lazy. And they can't even take care of themselves. And if we ever have to go to war, we can't. Because we're too fat, lazy, and dumb. And the school system has been destroyed from the federal government's intervention. The Department of Education. We teach feel-good stuff. We're not teaching the hard sciences. We're not teaching as a focal point chemistry and physics and mathematics and history so we don't repeat the same stupid mistakes. We don't teach
and
how to
engineering.
Estimate. Right. We don't teach
and
logic.
Engineering.
Right. That's what I meant by physics. We don't teach the trades. We don't teach framing and roofing and wall construction and plumbing and heating and cooking. We don't even know how to do that.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we've got no one to look up to. We've got no heroes. Harvey Weinstein, right? Of Hollywood filth. Using his position in Hollywood to get his way with people who wouldn't even want to bother being near him. He was a sexual predator. Then we got Jeffrey Epstein, a convicted pedophile. Then we have Prince Andrew, an alleged pedophile. Then we have Hunter Biden, who the big chair is so proud of. Then we have Jeff Bezos, the greatest contributor to Mount Trashmores everywhere in the history of America. That's my opinion. What I'm talking about is, well, we'll just buy it on Amazon and have it shipped in. Now, what do we do with all these cardboard boxes that are the result of cutting down all these trees that is destroying the atmosphere? Because without trees and without chlorophyll, we're going to suffocate. So we're cutting these things down so we can have home delivery. And then we got Mark Zuckerberg, who is like the, in my opinion, the number one peeping Tom. He wants to see everything. And he's convinced the GDP to show him. You know, class, do you think that if you have an email account from, oh, I don't know, let's say Gmail or Microsoft or any of these corporations, do you think that they aren't reading your emails? Do you think that the emails that go into their servers and then out from their servers, do you think that they don't store them? Do you think that they don't sell them? Do you think that they don't share them with the big brother? This is what collapse looks like. Total control, total surveillance, total monitoring, total financial manipulation. And then we have the GDP touting electric cars and how great they are. And if you have an electric car, you've got sensors in that car, you've got transmitters and receivers in that car, and that thing can be shut off remotely. So you're driving to the beach and you're just in full ignorance about what a great time you're going to have on the beach, and your vehicle stops because someone shuts it off remotely, and you don't even know who to go and find to have a discussion with. People aren't thinking. We are trading freedom for features. We are trading freedom for a perception of security. We're trading freedom for everything that I think is wrong with this country. You know, it used to be, believe it or else, it used to be that when you got a license from a state to operate a motor vehicle, they called them driver's licenses back then. I think they still do. Do you know that it didn't have your picture on it in the 1970s? It was a document that was hard to counterfeit, raised ink, but it didn't have your picture. Now your picture's in a database. Do you know with one picture, there's a website that can take one picture of you and find you, no matter where you're hiding, no matter what rock you're under? Can you imagine that? And you've been lied to. And Tim Horton, the coffee place, hey, you can get a rewards card and a rewards app. And you can put it on your tracking device. And you get points. And allegedly and reportedly, they changed the system. So they were tracking people wherever they went. Not just as, hey, stop here and get a cup of coffee, but tracking their movements, home, work, in the car, wherever they went. And what are the authorities doing about it in Canada? Absolutely nothing. There's nobody to call. There's nobody to call. You have a lousy product? Just try calling Rubbermaid. Look them up and see if you can get somebody on the phone. Just try it. You go to Sam's Club and you buy something. You put it in your cart. You pay for it. You go to pick it up. And it's not there. And they go, well, you know, we can't guarantee it's going to be there. Just because you bought it, just because you paid for it, just because it says the order's complete and accepted, doesn't mean you're going to get it. That is just the tip of the iceberg.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Yellowstone National Park assessed widespread damage Tuesday as the park remained closed amid dangerous floods, eroding roads, ripped apart bridges. Officials are unsure when the park's five entrances will reopen. Bill Berg is the commissioner of Park County, Montana.
We'd like to think the highest of the water is already behind us, but we can't say that for sure just yet. There's still quite a bit of snow up high.
A tentative bipartisan deal to push gun control laws picked up momentum in the Senate on Tuesday after Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, gave his support. Voting should happen before the July 4th holiday recess. Elon Musk is calling on the release of Jeffrey Epstein's client list from the Department of Justice. Quote, the only thing more remarkable than the DOJ not leaking the list is that no one in the media cares. Doesn't that seem odd? End quote. Some have speculated the names on the list are too powerful to be made public. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Tuesday unanimously recommended that the agency authorize Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for children and teens aged 6 to 17. The FDA, which generally follows the recommendations of its advisors, is not obligated to do so, but is likely to authorize the kids' Moderna vaccine soon. It should be noted the Moderna vaccine may cause some types of heart inflammation. When President Biden attacked America's energy independence on day one of his administration, everyone that follows politics knew this was going to end in disaster. Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, told Newsmax Biden's policy is why the American dollar is suffering as it is. The culprit? Inflation.
It'd be the number one issue that comes up in my town meetings. It would be followed by the gas tax and then followed by the open border. And I think the gas tax increase in this energy policy of this administration is one of the main reasons we have 8.6% inflation. It's probably half of it. So when you shut down pipelines and you stop drilling and you put regulations on fracking and you tell the banks not to loan money, what would you expect? We see what you can expect then, a $2 or more increase in the price of energy since this president came to town.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth, you done did it. I mean, you hit my button, and I'm like livid. Not at you, but at the situation. Class, inflation is a hideous, insidious tax on the little people. Inflation is simply when your purchasing power is diminished. Your savings in U.S. denominated dollars is destroyed. I said that we would be entering hyperinflation. We are here. Hyperinflation, 2X. When your food costs 2X, when gasoline costs 2X, when everything costs 2X or more, like fertilizer, propane. That is hyperinflation. Just two short examples, and I'll try to be quiet. I wanted to buy propane. So I called a propane company.
That's okay.
And I said, I'm considering switching from the current propane company because they're not very nice anymore to you guys. So I own my own tanks, and all I'd like to know is, here's where I live. Here's my location. So you can figure out how far you're going to be traveling. How much will it cost me to fill up my propane tanks? And the gal, this middle-aged gal, tells me, well, it depends. And I said, on what? She said, on what you're going to use it for. And I said, hold it. Wait, what?
Oh, no.
She said, well, depends on what you're using it for. And I said, are you telling me that the price is different if I heat my hot water with propane versus if I heat a chicken house with hot water? With propane? Is that what you're saying? She said, yeah. Versus if I heat my house with propane and cook with it? Yeah. It's different. I said, what? You're going to charge me based on how I'm going to use it? And she said, yes. And I said, I can't deal with you guys. Thanks so much. Never mind. Goodbye. Okay. I went to a bank. And I wanted to, this was a couple years ago. This is the beginning of the collapse. Both of these stories about the propane and going to the bank. This is before the genocide. I said, I'm interested in having an account with you guys. Not as my primary account, but I'd like to open a savings account. I just want to put money in here. I'm not going to borrow money from you. I'm not going to write checks from you. I just want to put money in and withdraw it if I need to. That's all I want to do. I'm not interested in loans. I'm not interested in car loans or house loans or mortgages or anything else. Just a savings account. Okay, so I filled out all this paperwork, and we finally get through a stack of papers, and I'm at the highest level of the bank. You know, the vice president of the branch is there. And she says to me, so where'd you used to live? And what did you used to do? And I said, I'm a little confused. I'm not asking to borrow money from you guys. I'm not a risk. Actually, the risk is with you guys. I'm considering putting my money in your hands. That's the risk. And she said, well, we need to know our customers. And I said, you need to know about me to make a deposit in your bank? And she said, yes. And I said, is that all the documents there on your desk that I've signed? Uh-huh. So I said, may I see them, please? And I reached over and I put the stack of documents in my hand and I ripped them up. And I left. I'm not doing it. If you want to know what total financial collapse is, that's it. Here we are. This is the beginning of it. If you think you're going to get a loan, if you think they're not going to come after you, if you think they're not going to sell your property at the courthouse steps when you fail to pay taxes, if you think the sheriff isn't going to come with guns, you're mistaken. If you think they're not going to hook your car for non-payment of your monthly car payment after a couple months, if you think they're not going to come get your car, you're mistaken. And they know where it is because there's a GPS locator in all the vehicles since 2000. They're almost all. They know where it is. They don't have to go trailing behind you trying to figure out where the car's parked. They know where it is. And they know you're asleep at 3 o'clock in the morning. And if you've got a new electric car, they might even summon it to drive itself over to be repossessed. And just say, go type in the VIN number and tell it to come back home. And home is where the finance company is. This is what we're facing. And anyone who doesn't understand this and doesn't want to learn more about it is an idiot and deserves what happens to them. You've been run over roughshod by the big machines, by corporations, and by government. And no one's really interested in helping you. Even the police in some cities are saying, we don't have enough money in our budget to pay for the fuel to come and help you. Even though you've paid your taxes, even though you believe in us, and even though we've sworn to protect and serve, we're not coming because we don't got the gas. I'm not kidding. Gwyneth?
Actually, the police not coming is probably one of the better things about this whole situation.
The blue team going away is actually going to be a positive in a lot of areas, but it is going to be chaos until people figure it out. It is. And certainly around here, if the blue team went away around here, it wouldn't really be a bad thing. It would be an extremely positive thing, you know. And if you are in a situation where you have got so-called property taxes and you've got people threatening to take your land, you need to say four words to them. You need to say, over my dead body, and you need to mean it. And I'm not advocating violence, but you need to defend your estate or you're going to lose it. You need to defend your family. You need to grow your own food, because if you don't grow your own food, you are not going to have food. And if you don't have food, you are going to starve. Okay? And that includes learning what wild edible plants grow in your area, because not one in a thousand people knows what wild foods grow in their area. And if you are that one in a thousand that actually knows how to feed yourself from the herbs and the plants that naturally grow in your natural environment, you are going to have an enormous advantage. And it could mean the difference between you and your family starving and not starving. That is just the truth of it. You have to be aware of you have to be aware of the people who are around you. There's a fellow who's got a YouTube channel. You have to have primitive skills. You have to know how to do basic building techniques. Okay, there's a fellow, he has a YouTube channel. His name is called Chad Zuber. Okay? And he goes out into, I think he must live in California, but he's not too precise on where he lives. I think it might be in around the Mojave Desert somewhere. But he goes out in the middle of the desert, and he does primitive skills in the middle of the Mojave Desert. He does things like makes sandals, builds himself a hut, builds himself a stove, makes an earthenware bowl out of mud that he dug out of the creek. Okay? He finds water in the desert. He collects edible plants that grow there. He survives for between a week and a month at a time in the Mojave Desert, and he makes YouTube videos and shows everybody else how to do it. So if you want to know how to do it, you can go and look up his YouTube channel and you can find it. And I have used some of that knowledge here, because I have some of those same plants growing here, because they were imported here to Australia back in the day. Like, for instance, one plant that he uses is the choya, and it's spelled C-H-O-L-L-A. It's a Mexican plant, and so it's pronounced in Spanish. I didn't even know how to pronounce it properly. I didn't know what it was, but I knew that I had it growing on my land, and I wanted to see if it was useful. And, you know, the Victorian government says it's a stupid weed and you should get rid of it. But I found out that it's actually a highly nourishing food plant. And it's, so I keep it and it stays. Because if it's a food plant, it doesn't get killed off around here. And it was such a valuable food plant for the Indians who lived around it. It still is. in some areas, a valuable food staple for the people who live in the Four Corners areas, Mexico, and other Native American areas in the American southwest of the United States and Mexico, Guatemala, and that part of the world. I have learned so much by studying the indigenous tribes of that area and how they survive in their harsh environment, because I live in probably not quite as harsh an environment, but a lot of the plants that survive there will also survive here and are available here. And so, you know, it's I think that I might get through by the skin of my teeth. And I think, Vincent, that you will get through by the skin of your teeth. And I think that Chad Zuba will probably survive. But I think that if there's people out there, which I know that there are, who are absolute newbies at this, I think that they'd better get their act together pretty quick smart and begin to learn these sorts of skills. And otherwise, they are going to starve. They are really, truly going to starve. And another thing that I'm doing here is I have studied what food plant the Aborigines cultivated in this area back in the day. They did have some cultivation in this area of food crops, and other crops they ate as wild food, but I can cultivate them. Okay, so that maybe in nature they're not quite as common, but I can make them a lot more common by actually taking these plants and propagating them out and cultivating them. One of them, which has become a favourite of mine, is the kangaroo apple, or Solanum laciniatum. And that is a good food. It grows a berry, which when it's ripe it can be eaten, but when it's not ripe it's toxic, and the whole plant's in fact toxic, which means it gets left alone. But the berries are edible when they're ripe. So I can eat them, my chickens can eat them, and that's an example. And of course, a Puntia fucundicula, the nopal cactus.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
As I mentioned that we had a quiz for today, and the quiz is very simple. Who is most likely to help you directly or indirectly? A, a politician. B, a media person. That'd be a mainstream media person. C, the generally dumb public. Or D, a farmer. Okay. I'll bet you that there won't be 10 people that respond to that by emailing me at instructor@usaprepares.com. instructor@usaprepares.com. I'll bet you fewer than 10 people will respond to that and will send me an email whether you agree or disagree with what I've said here at USA Prepares today. You know, my opinions about the economic collapse, what it will look like. Short email, please. Just a few words. I'd like to know if you agree or disagree, maybe a couple comments, and I'll read just your first name on the air. And I'll bet you that fewer than 10 people will respond to that, combined with the people who respond to today's quiz. I'll bet you fewer than 10 in total. I'll let you know, and you'll be the first to hear it when I announce it on the air. I'll try it tomorrow. I'll let you know. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yes. You've got to realize that there's nobody coming to help you and that it's up to you to make plans for the survival of yourself and of your family. And if you have any economic resources available to you whatsoever, okay, in the terms of money in a bank account, Bitcoin, shares, whatever, I'm not going to give you financial advice. You need to do your own research. But if I had economic resources available to me, I already own my own farm, okay? But I would be buying fruit trees, and I would be buying heirloom seeds, and I would be buying all these sorts of things, and I would probably be buying another laptop, and another cell phone, because three is two, two is one, and one is none. And, you know, that's something that is just, it's something that I really need. But, you know, it's absolutely mind-blowing. We have run out of time. We are here, and there's no coming back from it. The supply chain's not coming back, you know, and it's going to get to the point within, I would say, within a few months to a year at the very most, where you will have your estate. You won't have any automobile transportation very commonly on the road at all within about a year. And you know more about automobiles than I do, but I can see it because of the parts shortage, because of the fuel shortage. This whole thing about the electric vehicles is a pipe dream. It really is. And people say, well, if we'd gone with electric vehicles 100 years ago, we'd all be living in an electric vehicle utopia right now. And I say, well, if society had chosen to go that way 100 years ago, we would have built the grid to have the capacity 100 years ago to be able to take all these electric vehicles. But we didn't. And even then, 100 years ago, we had steam plants in every factory, steam engines, which powered every single factory. And they were all powered by coal. And you had, instead of big diesel industrial machines, you had coal-fired big industrial machines. You mentioned about the steam-powered tractor. I saw one of those when I was a little girl because my dad was a locomotive engineer and he loved everything to do with steam. And he was a member of the local Model Engineer Society and he built small steam locomotives, you know, the sort that you have a little railway track in a public park and the kids go and have a ride on the steam engine, you know, on the little steam train. Well, my dad built those. He built three of them. And two of them were Rogers California locomotives, although there was a New Zealand model that Rogers built. But this is it. If you've got to be aware that, you know, people freak out today about coal-fired plants, electrical plants. That's what they had. And the coal technology has only improved. But if we'd gone that way 100 years ago, we would have coal-fired traction engines mining the coal to have all these
industrial machines. Let me ask you a very quick question. Let me ask you a quick question. Letters to Vincent. What's the status?
Okay, it is. I haven't been able to go on to Amazon because my computer is having problems. But as far as I know, the paperback is live, and I will have to check and see whether the Kindle ebook is also live.
All
but
right.
It should be by now.
Class,
I think
you can go to
be.
Amazon. You can go to Amazon, type in Gwyneth Isaacs, and you'll find Letters to Vincent. It's available right now. Gwyneth, thank you so much.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.